All right. Are you ready?
Yes.
Are you ready?
Yes. I'm ready.
Are you ready?
Yes.
Are you ready?
I'm all right, ready.
Baby. Woo-wee.
It's coming so out, baby. Yeah.
I got ready to cheers.
Oh,
okay,
oh.
Thank you.
There you go. Boop.
Juice and funny, man. Juice.
Welcome back to Zane and Heath Unfiltered, baby.
I'm Heath.
I'm Zane.
I'm Matt.
I'm Mariah.
And we have a special guest today. We have Kristen McAtee.
Woo!
And this guest is a special one because our producers on our Patreon account, you guys picked her.
That's right.
You were the most requested guest.
You won, babe. You won.
Should we say who they picked you over?
Yeah.
No, don't blast.
The people in the Patreon already know.
No, let it be their little thing that
secret.
They know.
What was the question? What'd you do? Who do you want?
We let the people have the say for the next guest on the Patreon.
Wow, thanks, guys.
It was you and Satan. Thank you.
Same person. Like, I'll take it.
We have Jason as the double. Just like, hey, guys, just.
Like, yeah.
But you did beat out like a pretty top.
Pretty top contender.
Mm-hmm.
Happy to be here. Thanks for
having
me.
Not saying you're less than this.
Enough, Matt.
But I'm happy because we haven't seen you in forever.
I know. I miss all of your faces so much. It's so good to be here.
You have a glow to you.
You seem happy.
Yeah, you look even younger than you did like 2 years ago,
you
like the last
fresh.
Time we saw you.
I showered.
That could be it.
Maybe that's it.
Yeah.
I showered too.
Thank you guys. I appreciate that.
Thanks for coming on.
Yeah.
This is going to be fun.
I know. I'm like, I don't know what we're talking about. And
neither
like,
do we.
Okay, great.
We wing every fucking
episode. The screen is blank.
We're starting fresh slate. Google.
Kristen McAtee.
We always look up there like it's going to change, but it's literally just the search engine.
What's the first question if you type in Kristen McAtee?
Oh, yeah. Let's see.
Well, I don't know. I don't even want to know what the question was. Kristen McAtee question.
Tanner?
Who's
Tanner? Oh.
Tanner.
Oh, wait. Who's is that a fake name on your podcast?
Yes, do you listen?
Yes.
Oh, my
God. Hold on, wait. Who's Tanner?
So on my podcast with Alex, we give all of our men code names. We don't let anybody know the real names of our men because I just don't want like a public relationship at all.
Oh yeah.
And I'm not in a relationship.
I understand that. Yeah.
Right. But this guy and I have had a crazy fucking connection since literally we were like 20.
Mm-hmm.
And we finally like explored things last
year.
And, like, I don't know.
But you guys aren't together.
No, we're not. And he's like also so much my best friend. And like, I also just don't want to be in a relationship right now. So I'm like, I don't want to cross a line.
You're
but
like
we're
testing
also,
the waters.
You're going
just
with the flow.
Dipping your toe in.
I mean, the waters are tested. Like it's all out there, how we feel about each other, all of that. Like,
mm-hmm.
But like,
what's
I'm just
rush?
Like,
what's the rush?
Right.
Yeah,
I just I don't want to.
Now, does Tanner know his name is Tanner
yes, he
on
does.
The podcast?
Yes, he does.
That's
okay.
Funny.
Now,
oh, that's
do you communicate that to him, or does he like listen and he's like, who's this other
guy? He's jealous.
I'm on me with.
Does he get excited that you like talk about him under like an alias?
He doesn't really care. He's so like he doesn't even have social media. Like he doesn't give a fuck about any of that stuff. So he's so like disconnected from it. He's like, okay, like. If that's
kind of nice being in a relationship and that person like doesn't use social media at all.
It is nice.
Isn't that like the hot new thing is to be dating a guy who's not online?
Right.
Right?
Like the lower the following, the better.
Yeah, or who's just has no social media footprint.
Yeah.
Like that's
like Ariana Grande.
Exactly. It's just it's nice to be able to separate my work and what takes up most of my days to what fills my heart. Like it's nice to have it separate and keep
that's
it clean
cute.
And like it's just, it's a boundary I had to make for myself.
Mm.
Definitely.
But we're not dating. Yeah, because you said a relationship.
Oh, yeah. No, sorry.
Did you hit up the dating apps at all when you finally became, when you became single?
Finally.
Jesus.
Out the gate.
When you became single?
Probably like 8 months after. Like
okay.
I took a hot minute of just like solo dolo. And I didn't love it. I mean, I still technically have them, but I couldn't tell you last time I swiped actively on it. It's just, I don't know.
It's hard.
I couldn't really get into it. It's fun. I feel like, sure, it's like, you can't deny it. It's an ego boost when someone
100%.
Likes you. You get a little talk with them for a little bit. You get to know them, like get to show like the best side of you. It feels good, whatever. But nothing's ever came of it. Like, I've never even gone on a date with anybody from a dating app. Like, same. I just...
Well, never.
Yeah.
Finally. Not saying I'm still on him.
Do you ever get worried, though, about, like, your Tinder account? Like, you're like, did I deactivate it or did I just delete the app?
Oh, shit.
Like, is the account, like,
I think
still
when you don't
there?
Use it for a while, it just hides you.
Like, yeah, it probably doesn't, like,
see
you
on.
You
yeah. I think they do it on purpose because people
you're not
really,
active. Like,
yeah,
it's
and
a
you
waste.
Don't think about it. Yeah.
Gotcha.
It was never really my thing even before I got in a relationship. Like, I mean, dating apps came out when we were all like roughly end of high school. Mm-hmm. And even then,
Badu.
Like, hot or not?
Remember Badu?
Uh-uh. Remember everybody was promoting Badu on Vine? You don't remember, that?
We were like the biggest ambassadors. Yo,
that's how we got our first cars. We named our cars the Badu Mobiles because,
that's how we got to move out here.
Congrats.
Thank you.
To Badu.
Yeah, right?
Yeah, Badu.
And Hot or Not, which is horrible name for an app. Like,
yeah,
Hot or
so
Not.
Yeah, it's pretty fucked up.
Yeah. Are they still around? They can't be.
I think they are. Badu is still around. I posted a brand deal for them like a year ago.
Oh, recent. Jesus. Very recent.
Yeah.
They still
are. 2 years ago.
I might need to log on.
You don't remember that? You don't remember what, like, that the picture I posted? I was like laying in the grass and I was like, follow me on Badu.
Jesus.
I will always work with them. You know, yeah. they changed my life.
No, remember where you came from.
Exactly.
So humble.
I think it's so funny that those things you can have a membership and like pay to see who's liking you. I feel like that just like takes the fun out of the whole thing.
What do you mean? I did do that once.
You paid for like a premium membership?
Yeah.
I have that for Bumble.
Do you really?
And it's like you can pay for little coins that can put you in the front of people's feed, so that like you're getting pushed on people's screens.
No, you know what I've noticed that they do? They put attractive people first.
Of course they
do. And then it gets left.
Do you think it's like individually like picked by like a real person? Like he's like seeding it? Or do you think it's like an algorithm?
That has to be somebody.
Good what point. A troll.
Or is there like an algorithm like in the technology that can like recognize a more attractive person?
I feel like there's an algorithm. I feel like we're there, right?
Like, it just like goes by the symmetry of your face.
Or it can just take past data from that person being swiped on by real people.
Oh, yeah, nice. You're right.
Like good. This person gets matched a lot.
And I always think about that about Tinder. Like Tinder, or no, not Tinder, TikTok. TikTok sometimes will suggest people that like I do not like, but like would be my type in a way where I'm like, why is this person coming up? Because I'm not there for like thirst traps, you know, but the algorithm's like, hey, and you're like, hey. Hi, goodbye. But I'm like, but where is that being tagged in the algorithm where they're like.
The For You page blows my fucking mind. I mean, I'm sure you guys have experienced it too. You talk about something. I mean, even our phones right now.
Yeah.
I bet something we're going to get into later is going to be on all of our For You page.
Oh, yeah.
Exactly. Right? It's so weird how it just listens and it knows. And it's even sometimes things I don't say out loud. I'm like.
You're just like thinking it.
Yeah, no, I've been getting a lot of those, like even thinking it, it'll just pop up in my fucking show.
Yeah, that's been happening lately for me. Kristen, does TikTok think you like something that you don't like?
Matt
that they're
loves
constantly giving you? Because everybody like has like one thing that you're like, I'm not even interested in this, but.
Matt got sucked into gay TikTok.
And really?
TikTok did think I
he
was gay.
He thinks he likes Disney World. Right?
Yeah, and they think I'm gay. I think gay people
they're
are funny.
Yeah.
Gay people are funny, but like then they're humor, like, oh. Yeah. And then like, they'll be like just a total straight up gay joke. And I'm like, this is not.
You're like, I don't understand this.
I'm like, and then I have to hard press, like, not interested. And I feel like the most, like, homophobic person.
I know. So, like,
you're going too close.
Yeah. And I'll go by, like, hashtags a lot, too. Like, when you say something, that hashtag will pop up in your thing.
Oh,
that's what I've noticed,
that.
Too. Yeah. Like, we're talking about Wisconsin. On my free page, I'll see hashtag Wisconsin.
That's fucking weird. Yeah. How are we not questioning this more?
Wisconsin.
That's
right. What?
How are we not, questioning that more?
It's fucked
that's
up.
So weird.
I think we're just so used to it now.
There's nothing you can do about it.
Nothing you can do.
That's true.
Where did we go on vacation? We literally landed and then you started, was it Colorado? Or like it was like
Utah.
Utah.
Oh, Utah, yeah.
And then you start getting like Utah TikToks.
Yep.
And it's like Utah life be like, and you're like, I literally haven't even gotten off the plane
Utah
yet.
Utah life be like.
What the fuck?
Yeah.
It's so scary. I hate it.
I don't think there's anything on my For You page that doesn't speak to me. Not that I can think of.
Must be nice.
It's so oddly specific. Like,
so is mine.
It'll be like somebody explaining something about their childhood, like something very tailored to a person. And it's literally my situation as a kid. I'm like, what the fuck?
Wow. Mm-hmm.
Whatever. It's For You page. Like, I'll take it.
I was watching one of your episodes
Thanks.
And there's this one story that you said, and I really want you to tell these guys because I couldn't fucking believe it.
Oh, yeah, what is it?
Oh, I know which one you're talking about. We had talked about it.
What, did we?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's crazy.
Talk about what they used to do at your school to prevent drunk driving.
Holy
This is going to fuck you guys up.
Oh, my crazy. God.
I wonder if it's the same thing.
I cannot believe it's
maybe.
Real.
It's called Every 15 Minutes.
No. Okay, go on.
So it was a program that our school put on. I don't remember if surrounding schools did it. I'm not really sure. Like the spread
just
of
yours.
It sounds, I don't know. Cause some of the comments on that people are like, oh my God, my school did that too. Whatever. It's called Every 15 Minutes. And the statistic is every 15 minutes, somebody dies in a drunk driving accident. So what they did for a week straight, and it would always land on my birthday, which was like fucking devastating. Yeah.
March 23rd, 8th.
Eighth. March 8th.
Nice.
Good for you.
10 points.
Coming up.
Give her a gold star.
For about a week, they would, I forget like how it's fully started, but they would take a group of kids kind of from every clique. Like it was very strategic. They take like the popular kid, the band kid, like all that, and pull them out of school for a week. And there were tombstones in the, have you?
Ours was called Shattered Dreams, but go on. Oh my, and it was
yeah, keep going, keep going.
Yes. That's yes. Sad.
And the tombstones would say their name and like outside of school, you couldn't even call them. Like their phones were off. Like they made it really serious. So the kids really felt like they lost their classmates and their friends and you know, these people they're around every day. And then on the final day was the ceremony. It was, they did a reenactment of the car crash and they brought in like
a destroyed car outside and you would come out and like
and literally our friends were like laying there with like blood all over them and
yes
like, it was so fucking real though, like damn near traumatic. And again on my birthday, so I'm sitting there in like a little tiara like freaking out. And then after that they bring you into the gymnasium and there was a full funeral and the parents come and they speak. There's people,
wow.
There's other parents that come that have actually like tragically lost children in drunk driving accidents and tell their story. I'm literally getting chills.
Ooh.
And yeah, the parents of like the fake dead kids would speak and they're destroyed. They're crying. It was a very emotional thing that they put us through.
I thought that was, sorry. I thought they made them, they made the kids think that they did die in a drunk driving accident.
Oh, yeah. So, what they would do is the cops, the local cops, Pleasant Hill is the name of the city I grew up in. And the Pleasant Hill cops would come to the parents' door and literally be like, are you Mrs. Hijazi? And they're like, yeah. And they're like, your son Zane was killed in a drunk driving accident. Like it's not filmed or anything. Like they're doing it to put the parents through
Jesus.
It.
Oh my, that kind of crosses the line.
I was going to ask if it's filmed because in my school, we watched a video of another school doing
that. Oh.
But it's exactly it's what you're saying. You it was like they went to the funeral. They did this whole, the parents spoke. Yeah. They had like everything written out and stuff.
They had the kids, like when we were walking into the funeral, like all the fake dead kids were like painted kind of gray, like
yes.
Standing there just like facing forward, like deadpan. And like I remember
ghosts.
Crying and being like, so one of my friends like, look at me. And they're like they don't
that's
break character.
Crazy.
It was really moving. It was so.
Oh, so
intense.
It worked. You think it like worked?
I think it did. I mean, unfortunately, I still know a lot of people that, you know, drove drunk and I've even lost classmates to it, unfortunately. But I remember afterwards, like the vibe of the school, people were very like, whoa, we all just got shook up and more than, cause you know about it. All of high school. So they only do it for the juniors and the seniors because I think they only put like the older kids rightfully so. So you know you're going to end up doing it one of the years, but then once it happens, you don't realize how actually moving it is with all the stories and oh gosh.
Yeah.
That
shit would never fly now. You can never do that.
No.
But it is funny though. Like they do pick everybody from like a different clique, then it's funny like the scene they put out, you're like, oh my God. And then you're like, what were they doing together?
They were driving.
Like, wait, so they went, they're drunk driving, but like, I never saw them together. Like,
it's like head of the band and then like the quarterback.
And the cheerleader, they're like, they went to Sonic or like,
Trudeau's like, Jess was with him.
Like, what the fuck?
And I wasn't invited.
No, I remember some kids being like, oh, I wanted to be picked. Cause like
you get to get out of like school for a week.
School for a week. Yeah. But then I was like, at the end of it, I'm like, I'm glad I wasn't picked. I'm gonna put my parents through that.
Yeah. That's rough.
It was, It was intense.
Oh, I just saw they're trying to pass this new law where if you are a drunk driver and you hit and kill the parents and they have a child, they're trying to pass it to where the drunk driver has to pay child support if you take the parents out.
Love that.
Such a good law. Yeah.
That's amazing.
Which I think is incredible. Like, because that kid just lost both their parents.
Oh,
like,
you don't think that's good?
No, yeah, I think it's good. Chills. But I don't know. Obviously, that person deserves to be punished in some way or another. But what if that person is, like, very, very poor?
Oh, okay.
You know what I mean?
I don't know.
We're like, because well, if they're going to jail. Person should be serving jail time. So what I'm saying, a poor family, a father is drunk, kills a bunch of people. That family's money then is on the line where their whole household's state of money is now paying for child support of a consequence that they didn't do and they're going to have to suffer. I don't know really what
I think it depends on the situation.
Yeah. If you're wealthy though, yeah.
Drain them.
Yeah.
I forget the lady's name though, but the situation was the grandmother had to take care of the child and she didn't have like the means to be able to support the kid. And now that just got put on them.
Oh, okay. So if the situation turns out that way, it's the judge's call. It's just like, okay, this could work out. You know what I mean?
Right. Under the law, like they're able to make that decision. Right.
I mean, yeah, at this point, it's like, what does it take? A DUI gets more and more expensive and people still do it. It's like, at what point are people just going to fucking stop?
Yeah.
Like some people don't even stop, unfortunately, after they kill somebody too. I'm like, man.
Awful.
Ugh.
Well,
don't drive drunk. Call a fucking Uber. It's so easy.
It's so easy not to drink and drive.
Gosh,
it's crazy how hard it was back then. Like we'd go, like when we'd go to like Club Cinema, which was so far away from our house in back in Plantation,
right?
Because it was late at night, your parents wouldn't pick you up, so you had to like call a taxi. Mm-hmm. You had to call a taxi and pay like $200 to get home.
Yeah.
Like there's no Uber or Lyft or anything like that. Isn't that crazy? No. We always had to get picked up by our parents.
Cash. And I feel like our parents would just drive drunk and didn't even care. Like that generation just flat out didn't give a fuck.
Awful. My parents would make us drive at 12 years old.
Right. I've picked up my mom like hammered.
I've definitely seen videos of kids like driving their drunk parents because they all went out to eat and then the parents just got fucked up. And then the kids would have to drive.
It's better than the parent.
I feel like JC Kalen's dad would have probably done that to him.
Oh, yeah.
100%. Yeah.
That's funny.
That guy's a character.
I know. I really I want him as a guest for an episode.
Oh, my God.
Like
so fun. Good.
Like him and his dad.
Yes. That'd be so good.
Oh, one thing that I listened to one of your episodes and you talked about something like.
So nice.
You saw.
We're nosy.
Fair.
This, I think, when was this? I think it was like two episodes ago. You saw a pregnant lady smoking a cigarette? Oh,
I was livid, you guys. I was walking out of Pilates and.
Oh, like not recently.
Like literally like 2 weeks ago.
Wow.
I stopped in my, I smelled cigarettes as one does. And then I just turned the corner because she's yapping on the phone. So like I look at least 8 months pregnant. This woman
ready, no ready to go.
Are you sure she wasn't just like.
Oh no, because she was a tiny girl with a big old belly. Oh.
And
she's just on the phone with her bank. She's like something about disputing a transaction, like just stress smoking the cigarette. And I like stopped in my tracks and so many things went through my head. I'm like, do I say something? But then it's like also not my.
You don't want to sound like crazy. You don't want to sound crazy. Yeah.
Because I feel like that's like very touchy to tell a mother how to mother. And like, I was like, I just sat in my car and Googled the what happens if you smoke cigarettes while you're pregnant. And even one cigarette, something like raises your chances 50% for sudden infant death syndrome.
Yeah, or still
something like
if
that.
If I saw that, I'd be thinking about that shit for a week.
Oh, I did. I came home. I told everybody. I knew. I was like, I didn't know what to do.
Smoked my whole pregnancy.
Like, oh, are you serious?
Yeah. That's why you turned out the way you did.
Oh my God. When she went into labor, she got a smoking room.
Yeah.
Like that, the hospital had smoking rooms and non-crazy.
They had that shit?
Yeah.
Wait, what?
Yeah.
It's like you, when like you getting push.
She's like, she's smacking the pack on her hand.
Yeah,
the home video.
How crazy is that, though?
No. That's actually really funny.
Yeah,
like a home video of that. Smoking as it's coming out.
Well, you turned out great, but you know, studies show it's not best practice.
Right?
Is it? I'm surprised it's not. Is it illegal for a pregnant woman to smoke, or it's not?
Like, wait, you're going to go to jail? You're going to put a pregnant woman in jail?
No, not...
Like, you're under...
But no, it's like, because you're hurting...
They could probably get you for what's it called?
Slap on the wrist.
Like unfit.
Like bad parenting.
So, yeah.
Child abuse. Yeah. Some sort of.
I feel like it could be that.
I don't know. I still kind of think you may have been on a prank. Like,
what would you do? That's what Alex said. Yeah, like, you put me on the show. I'm like, well, fuck. I ran to my car and got on Google. I was zooming into your phone.
You walked by your own pregnant.
I did not know what to do.
That definitely feels like a video I'd see on TikTok. Right. For sure. Like,
yeah. Shit. Maybe I should have said something. She was pissed on the phone. So I was like, I don't want to mess with her. She's going to bite me.
Still, if I was pregnant and if I had a cigarette, I would go away to smoke.
No, like, she,
I
would not. Yeah, you would hide it.
On a street.
She was on
corner.
Melrose. Just like corner of Melrose. Unreal.
Did she look normal?
Mm-hmm. She had like a cute little skirt on.
Like she didn't seem like homeless.
No.
Okay.
Very like cleaned up woman on her. Let's have her on the podcast.
Let's figure this shit out. I really need this.
I think about it every day.
Oh.
Smoking during pregnancy increases the risk of health problems for developing babies, including preterm birth, low birth weight, and birth defects of the mouth and lip. Smoking during and after pregnancy.
That's why your lips are so crusty.
And an increase in coolness.
In edginess.
A little bit of edge.
Spice.
Yeah. I remember being like a toddler too, like really young, like in the car. My mom, full windows up. Yep. She just
windows up.
Yeah. Okay. It would be cracked like this much maybe. And I just remember like sitting in the back seat like.
So my mom, she'd never smoked cigarettes, but till this day, giant weed smoker. And she would sorry mom, I'm saying this on the internet. She would literally smoke in the car, smoke weed. And I'd be like, mom, can I roll down my window? And she would say no. So we're hotboxing at this point. She would say no. And her reason was, if you roll down your window, the smoke's going to come to you. And I was like, oh, okay. So I'd like roll it back up and be like, okay, I'm good. Like,
so how old are you?
I mean, it was all my life. Literally like from this big to
so you've been just getting high. You've been getting fucking secondhand high.
She smoked her whole pregnancy. She did.
Really?
She had a little bug of sugar in the beginning. She didn't know she was pregnant with me yet. So sorry, she's cool.
A little bug of sugar. That'd be a sight so to see funny. On that. Like
she's lining it up
on her belly.
Just trapping it.
She's using the pregnancy to
stop.
And like a little, it's just a
two lines.
No.
Let's see at this.
Yeah. So I turned out okay. I actually did look it up. Moms who like something with coke while you're pregnant can lead to gut issues. And I have the worst gut in the world.
Everything.
Oh, interesting.
So
what about you, Mom? Gut issues?
Nothing?
Tina didn't do a little.
Little nose candy.
How do you feel about Pete Davidson dating Kim Kardashian now? Because we know
I think
you
about
love
Pete Davidson
then.
In general. Period. Like, I love him.
Yeah. How do you feel about him? Period. In general.
I don't know. I kind of feel like it's a PR thing.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I don't think it is at all.
Really?
Yeah. Because people keep saying, oh, they're trying to take that attention away from Astroworld, but Kim wasn't there. So why does that even matter?
I don't think it's for that. I just think just PR in general.
Oh, just PR in
breakup, just to show she's having fun.
She's having fun. It's exactly,
she could be crazy like Courtney.
Exactly.
I think it's people talking about it.
Very comparable to the Courtney thing. Like, Pete has a lot of shit going on right now too. So I'm sure it was a win-win there.
He has a lot of shit.
Like
what do
you mean? I think he has like a Tubi cartoon right now. He's working on a lot of stuff.
Cool.
He has like a few movies and whatnot.
You know your man.
So proud of him. You know,
you know your man's real well.
But yeah, I don't know. I feel like it's good for her. Like after a divorce with someone like Kanye. So like,
is she that
complete
funny?
Opposite?
Right.
I mean, I guess Kim Kardashian is funny, but like,
it doesn't seem like a match.
But like, yes, but the way Pete Davidson jokes and the type of stuff he goes after.
Yeah.
If I was Pete Davidson, I don't feel like I could riff with Kim Kardashian.
I feel like it would just go way over her head.
Yeah. That's so funny.
He is your exact type.
He's so funny.
Like to a T. That is your type.
But I think she understands humor. Like she did SNL, so she knows. Like I think she likes comedy. She likes funny shit. Yeah,
I think she thinks she likes comedy.
I don't know. I can't tell. But who knows? Like that's another thing. Like so many people ask me the second it came out. People are tweeting me.
Are you
thoughts?
Like, Kristen, thoughts? Are you okay? I'm like, I'm fine, first of all. Second of all, like, what do we know?
You should do a full crime video about it.
I thought about it.
It's like full on reaction. Serious. Yeah.
But like, what do we really know even about
it's
Kim?
Literally none of our business.
I know. Like, doesn't matter. Could care. Well,
Do you ever just picture them in bed, though?
I have a few times.
How are you not?
That I can't imagine.
Like his pale, tatted up like skinny body up to Kim Kardashian. Like,
just,
I would just be scared to date like Kanye West's ex-wife.
Oh, yeah, I would too. I would too. I'd be scared.
Have you guys heard the conspiracies about like men after being around a Kardashian and like what it does to their career and like their mental health?
No.
Oh my God, I've gone in. People think like the Kardashians have like a curse on them that like every man that they dabble with, like they go south afterwards, like makes them crazy.
Oh, it's so. It's like good luck Chuck, but just bad luck Kardashian.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I believe it, I guess.
I just feel like so much going on in that family. I'm just talking about everyday things. Like, I feel like it's stressful.
I don't know. But the second they're not together, hey, Pete.
Have you tried sliding in his DMs?
He doesn't have social media.
Yeah, he doesn't have anything.
Oh, my God. Perfect.
He doesn't do social media.
No, he does television.
Right.
Does Tanner know about you guys?
Oh, yeah. I feel like everybody in my life understands that, like, if Pete walks in, y'all are out.
So it's your hall pass.
100%.
That's good thing we have Pete here today.
Bring him out.
Pete, come on in.
Why did I get like hot pass? You're like itchy.
Kim's right behind him.
I'd really like to see you guys like interact. I'm just so curious. Like, if you would shut down.
Yeah.
Like, if he walked in right now, would you just freeze?
I think she'd play it so cool. Mm-hmm. You'd be so normal.
Yeah.
You would have to in order to get like a chance with him.
Right.
You don't want to look like the fucking freaky fan.
I feel like we'd genuinely get along. Like, all jokes aside, yes, he's extremely attractive. I do feel like we'd just be good friends. Like, I feel like we'd have great banter. Like, we'd actually just be compatible as like people, you know? Right?
Dead ass serious with it too.
He's just getting calls from Kim. Like, sorry, Kristen, I gotta take
it. Hey, baby.
Hey, baby. I really want to ask that second bullet point. So
what?
So you went to jail in eighth grade. Can you tell us about
that? You were a little bit of a rebel.
I was.
How did you not hear about this for the years that
we didn't know her in eighth grade?
I'm just surprised you never brought it up when you're all seeing each other every
day. It definitely sounds a lot crazier on a bullet pointed list. But I mean, I did go to jail.
Perfect. Thumbnail.
On a field trip.
The Akon entrance.
Wait, cuffed.
Oh, yeah. Fully cut, mugshot, fingerprints, in a cell for a few hours. So I was picked up.
Like, whoa. What'd you do?
Bad little thing.
I got to find this mugshot. It has to be out there.
Oh,
can you pay? So bad.
Do you have the right for your own mugshot? Like, show it to me.
I think so. You DM the county jail.
Isn't it like public record? You could just like Google somebody's mugshot.
But a girl in eighth grade, there's no way there's like juvenile mugshots out there.
I remember them saying once I turned 18, it's gone.
Okay.
I think it actually technically is erased.
Isn't everything you do like before 18 all erased? When
I think like misdemeanors, all that. I think.
But how do? What if you did become like a criminal?
Well, and
they trace it back. They need to know.
It's
like
in the class.
I think it's in a locked file. I think they have it, but like publicly, it's erased. Like a job can't find it, or like an employer won't be able to find it.
And I remember them saying like after I turned 18, I don't have to report it. Like, you know, when you apply for a job and it's like, have you ever been convicted?
Yeah.
I didn't have to say that afterwards, which I guess is good.
Oh, that's nice.
So I was 18. I just turned 14. And
I was 18.
I was 18, just turned 14.
Pull up in the Sri Lanka. What?
What?
Am I a Nikki fan?
Am I a Nikki fan?
It's so bad. I don't even understand that joke, really.
Because it's not the lyrics. It's pull up in the Tonka, color a Willy Wonka. With a bad bitch that came from Sri Lanka.
Oh, got it.
Pull up in the Sri Lanka.
She
what?
Goes, am I a Nikki fan?
Who is this?
Just the what?
It's just a TikTok.
It was like an interview. And she's like, am I a Nicki Minaj fan? Pull up in the Sri Lanka. What?
Can we get to the story?
Okay, so you're 18 going on 14.
18 going on 14. I can't talk. And
it's okay. It's probably very traumatic. You were arrested.
I was outside of my middle school and it was back to school night.
We are never getting through this.
Literally not even funny
at all.
You're just setting the scene. I love it's back to school. Like, right? Crime is in the air. Shit is going down.
Dark hair.
Back to school.
I have side bangs. I'm with my two best friends. We'll keep them anonymous. And
Brie and Liana.
No, actually.
Oh.
Surprisingly. And we looked at the marquee where it says back to school night. Parents welcome. We were like, we have to fuck with it. So like Captain Underpants. Yes, that was literally my mentality the whole time. I was like, I must live this truth. So we walk up to it and we like slide our hands under, like perfectly under, because it's locked, obviously, but we were able to fit. And we were just like moving letters around, messing it up, like nothing crazy. We walk to the mall, we go home, we go to bed, whatever. Next day at school, we're in.
First day of school. Huh? Is it the first day of school? Because it was back to school night.
No, because that comes like a few like weeks after.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So we're in class and I was in class with one of the two girls I was with during the crime, the actual crime. And they were like, Kristen, so-and-so, like you got to come to the office. And we looked at each other and we were like,
nah.
No, was there's no way. Yeah. And but like in our heads, we're like, we didn't even do anything that crazy. There's no way. But then we were also like, why are we both being called? Before we can even finish that thought, we're walked into the office and the third friend sitting there, tears, with two cops and the principal. And a table like this, like I'm triggered right now. And they're like, sit down, ladies. And we're like, fuck. Like we immediately know. And they're like, we're going to give you one shot. Do you know why you're in here? If you can say why you're in here, you know, that whole thing.
Oh, that's good.
And we're silent. Obviously, we're just like.
Oh, really? You didn't think it was a good idea to just say it?
My mom always told me you don't got to say shit to the cops. That's literally, I was raised being told that.
That wasn't us.
My mom said, I don't need to talk to you.
Literally, I'm like, I need a lawyer. Like,
I need my lawyer. Yeah.
So we don't say anything, obviously. And then they're like, we're going to give you one more shot. And we said it. We're like, are we in here for the... And they were like, yes, that is why you're in here. Do you understand that is a crime? That is vandalism? That is trespassing after school hours? Da 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 da. Like,
Captain Underpants.
Right. I should have played
that. Fuck you, Dave Pilkey. Giving
that,
me the...
Is that the writer?
Yeah.
The fact that you knew that.
How do you know that?
I love Captain Underpants. Dave Pilkey.
Holy shit.
Bring him out. Dave Pilkey's coming.
I would love that, Dave Pilkey. No, I love Dave Pilkey.
Like, does he have other books?
Yeah, he did like the Wiener Dog one. He's still making books. Oh, yeah. Let's go.
Anyway. He's looking it up.
I love it. That it's just.
Yeah, Halloweener.
These big nuts?
No, that's not his.
Oh, that's Mark Thunder.
That's Mark guy. Mark Twain.
David Pilkey.
These big nuts by Mark Twain.
Y'all read that in school?
God, he looks like a creep.
Yeah, he looks
He has rosacea.
Leave him alone.
Oh my gosh, went to jail. Look at that.
That's not his book.
I know,
but the night dad went to jail.
Oh yeah, weird.
What the fuck are these books?
So that's a book I wrote about this, actually.
Okay, go ahead. Okay.
So they're like, yeah, it's a, you're in trouble, whatever. And they're like, they point at two of us, me and one of the girls. And they're like, you guys are 14. Your friend is 13. So we technically can't put her in handcuffs. 14, I guess, is like where you can.
I didn't know.
So they're like, I just can't believe they're taking it that seriously.
Yes, that it makes that me so angry.
My parents like, were pissed.
In handcuffs? What a crime.
If
it's
you're
a nonviolent.
Cooperating and you're in eighth grade, like just three escort girls, you out. Yeah.
Right. For a nonviolent crime.
Literally.
What are you going to do with your hands? Go back out there and like, jiggle it up? You. Like, oh, you got me.
They really took.
If anything, you'd be able to escape with those skills. Yeah.
They really took that shit seriously.
Oh, yeah.
So, blows my mind.
They're like, you two stand up, and they read us our Miranda rights. They put us in cuffs.
Oh
like,
my
tears, tears.
Waterworks. And, no, like ugly cry. Then we go outside to go into the cop car. Let me set this scene though. If anybody's listening and you know what College Park High School is, you'll understand the layout that I'm going to lay out right now. This is College Park. This is the soccer field. This is the Pleasant Hill Police Station. Mm-hmm. You can walk there. No. They put us in the fucking cop car, drive us around the block, sirens on.
Jesus.
Like it was a parade.
What is this, Scared Straight?
Yeah.
That's literally.
Were other kids looking out the windows
And
you know they all talked about this. They're like, oh, we're going to show those kids.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Oh, my God.
They probably did it for the school too to show like this could happen.
That's exactly
scare
what
them
it was.
Straight, you know.
Yeah, but look at the drunk driving shit that they did.
I know, geez, that was actually a different school, which is Pleasant Hill's fucked up.
And this is in San Francisco,
East Bay, so like 20 minutes east of San Francisco. So, sirens on, all that. Like we're crying in the back seat, like rock hard seats in the back of the cop car, just walk us into the police station and just bring us through the whole thing. They're like, they take our cuffs off. They do the mugshot. They 14. Do our fingerprints, get all strip our information. Out. Damn near. And they put us in, they put us in separate cells. We're just
no, wait, I'm
there.
Like, I'm actually, my, I can't believe this.
It was crazy.
What were their police numbers? What's your badge number?
I should have remembered. No. They were all really mean too. And then the one guy that did our fingerprints, and he was talking like super quiet. And he was just like, you guys are going to be okay. It's okay. Cause we were destroyed. We were hyperventilating. And I'm freaking out for obvious reasons. But the friend that I was with, like, my parents are relatively cool. Like, my parents are very chill, which I'll get into in a sec. But her parents are, till this day, so fucking strict that we both knew, like, she's fucked. She's fucked. They ended up chopping her hair off. She had, like, beautiful, well,
the,
long
the police?
Hair. No, oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
Shetty is jail.
Pleasant Hill, my ass. Jail. Oh, my God.
Just with a straight razor. Oh,
They're cellmates doing it. It's like some girl.
They film it for the school. They're like, this is what happens. If-
How is she now?
I think she's good. Should we call her? Till the stage, she's a bob. No, I'm just kidding. No, her hair grew back beautifully. Anyway, so he was like, it's okay. You guys are going to be okay. You got to do some time. You just got to like sit here for a couple hours. Some time. No, I'm devastated. And she ended up getting picked up pretty quickly. And then I guess they ended up calling my mom, and my mom, it's the police department. My mom's at work. So obviously she thinks I'm hurt.
Do I get a call?
Right. And they didn't pick, my mom didn't pick me up because she didn't want to leave work. And then my stepdad ended up picking me up. And he was already filled in with everything that happened. And he walked in. My parents thought this was ridiculous. Yeah. Like, sure, they were like, you're stupid for doing that. But they knew it was blown out of proportion. The same reaction you had.
Like, let the parents do the punishment, not the fucking, right. Yeah.
This is why body cams are it's so great that, like, police, it's becoming standard. But right. I would just love to see some body cam footage of some police arresting some girls over messing with a marquee and driving them there. You would have been on Good Morning America the next day. The whole nation on your side.
The whole nation.
People are scrambling. People are scrambling in protest, like, free Kristen. Like, all across, everyone's kind just Dave Pilkey's like tweeting like.
Oh my God. So, holy fuck. So my stepdad walks in and I can kind of hear him. Like, it was. I mean, it was pretty open. And I hear him say, they're like, how can we help you? And he's like, yep, I'm here to pick up my juvenile delinquent. And he's cracking up. And the person at the front desk is like, what is the name? Like, being all serious. And they come, they bring me out.
It's just funny.
And I walk out, like, my wrists are all sore and he just has open arms. He's like, come here. Cause I was hysterical. I was like, I was embarrassed. I was sad. I was scared. I was like, all the emotions. And he's like, what the fuck happened? And then I told him, and then both my parents were like, what the fuck? That's hella dumb. And then there was a part of my mom where she like for a sec wanted to be mom. And she was like, you're grounded.
I'm in jail.
She's putting out her joint.
I think I ended up getting grounded for like that weekend. But then the friend that didn't go to jail, her punishment was she couldn't go to the 8th grade promotion dance.
It was the three of you. I thought it was just the two of you. It was all three of you?
Three, but then one of them, remember, she was too young to be cuffed. And then we had to do, I think it was like 120 hours of community service.
Oh my God.
Man. Did you come back to class though? Like a little like...
badass?
Kind of.
Spend some time.
Yeah. Just want to see my tats. Like. Yeah,
I don't have the homework today because I was in jail. Sorry.
You just start sitting in the back. Just
smoking. Yeah, it's fucking crazy.
Shit.
I think about that mugshot often. I wish I could get it.
But, I think you could.
Maybe.
There's a way.
Why don't you ask? Yeah.
You have the right. It's your photo.
Yeah.
You committed the crime.
I was hysterical. It's probably protect so people. Ugly.
Slide into their DMs.
It can make it merch. Make it merch.
Oh, and then, that's...
Tana did, right?
Yeah, you should do it too. That'd be fun.
I should find
it. With like Scrabble marquee, like...
yeah. Like on the words. Back.
Nah.
Creative. I love my team.
That's a good idea.
That's sick. I'll go. When I'm home for Christmas, I'll go to Pleasant Hill Police Station.
Can you send it to us first before you post it?
Absolutely.
Nice. Damn. Is the marquee still the same though? Like, could you still commit the crime there?
I'd assume it's electronic now, But I don't know. I'll go
because of you.
Right.
They had to change it up.
They tighten it up just a little.
Manual.
You're in the
like before mommy. Mommy.
Ruined it.
Prank the school.
It was ridiculous. It was so stupid, but like, whatever. Like, it builds character and a great story.
Have you guys ever been in like a cop, like arrested in a cop court?
Besides David
not the prank, but.
No.
No. Wait, no. I'm trying to think if I ever, I don't think
what
I
What happened?
David hired fake cops to come arrest me one time.
You probably freaked the fuck
out. Oh,
he was
freaking out.
He was the perfect candidate.
Yeah.
Right. You can still do that. You can do anything to this guy and right. He'll believe it.
I guess. I don't know. After that, I'm like.
Got some thick skin now.
I could still be actually getting arrested and I'd be like, David?
No.
I'm like, he'll be at the station. I know it.
Literally going to prison.
David did a bit with the police where he had one of the officers, they're actors, right? Both of them?
Yeah.
Or they used to be officers.
They used to be officers, but they do like acting now as cops. Oh,
okay. They did a bit where he was showing off his taser gun and he shot his cop friend. And I just keep thinking about that. So funny.
Oh, so is it true you're moving to New York? When do y'all take your podcast? It's y'all's podcast.
Is it true that you're moving to New York?
Yes. Moving in May. I just want to get out of LA. I'm just ready to move.
Why do you blame you?
It's long overdue. I've been here. I mean, you guys have been here longer than me. I've been here 6 years.
Yeah.
You guys are what, like eight?
We're ready to go.
We haven't started looking. I'm moving with Alex. Leanna's going to stay here, but Alex also just wants to get the fuck out of LA.
You do seem like a New York girl.
Thank you.
Now that I'm like looking.
Thank you. A few people have said that. I'm like, fuck yeah. Yes.
That's
like,
good.
So cool. I should probably start smoking or something.
Yeah.
Right?
Buy a Pico.
100%. And that's the one thing I'm not ready for is the weather. I feel like that's going to be such.
It gets hot. You're going to be there from May to what?
No, cold.
Indefinitely.
He's from California, so it's going to be a culture shock.
Yeah.
It gets hot.
Or a culture shock. Weather shock?
On the subways. You think you're dressing all cute and ready for it.
You're going to have a car out there?
Sweating through it.
No, I'm not going to bring the car.
You don't need it.
Yeah, I just...
You're going to do the subway life?
For sure. And just walk everywhere, I guess. Link's going to come.
Do you plan on being there for a while, or you just want to do a year there and then
I have no plan to... stop my stay there. I think I'll just go. And if the only thing I could see myself disliking is the seasons, or at least that's going to be a really big shock, but I'm going to definitely try my hardest. I'm ready to be kind of uncomfortable and just try something new.
Now, are you more of a Carrie, Miranda, Samantha, or Charlotte?
I haven't watched it.
You've never watched Sex in the City?
You've never watched Sex in the City?
Girl, you went through... After my breakup, I watched Sex in the City and it healed me.
Really?
You as a woman should have watched that.
No, I'm pumped. I've been several times, but I went last month for a week alone. I just did a little solo trip and might sound just spiritual and
it spoke
stupid,
to you.
But it spoke. It did.
Yeah.
It did. I mean, I was walking around and I was just like, I want to be here. Like something felt really strong. And I was like,
that's you maturing.
Why not? Thank you.
Yeah.
But I was just like, why not? Why not now?
I like
you're
that.
Gonna like
do you
it.
Have any, you're gonna do you have any like any specific plans?
No, I mean, we'll keep the podcast going. Like I'm moving with Alex. So that's great. Yeah. And I have a lot of friends out there too, that have said the podcast space is just, it's almost even easier to get into out there. You can partner with studios and whatnot.
Good.
So I plan on doing that. And yeah, no big plan, but I'm just ready to kind of adapt to something new. I think it's going to give me a wave of new creativity, and I'm probably going to want to start
that.
So many
that.
Things.
In Broadway?
Hell, watch me be on
You can
Broadway.
Go see so many shows.
Oh, yeah.
Fuck the movies.
I'm excited for the culture.
Broadway. Yeah.
Even that week I was there, I was like, the food's so much different. I mean, I'm very into cooking. I feel like my taste is going to develop even more, and just the culture, the people, the people there, it's not superficial. People aren't talking to you to get something out of you. They're talking.
I feel like they're not talking to you. I feel like
they avoid it. But I respect it. That.
Yeah.
If you're gonna not talk to me and not waste my time, I respect that over you just doing small talk to talk out of your ass. And I'm like, we both don't care about what we're talking about right now. Why are we talking about this?
Mm-hmm.
So
seeing you excited about this makes me really want to move.
Yeah.
The fuck out of here. Yeah.
To New York?
Not New York. I would never move to New York.
Okay, fuck.
But no, New York would be great.
No disrespect. No hate.
No disrespect.
Fuck me.
I'm not a New York gal.
Where do you think you can move?
A little Sex in the City again. Say it again.
Where do you think you'd move?
Wherever everyone else
I don't
is going.
Know. Where everyone else is going. Yeah, I don't know. I can't think of any other state that's
Texas.
Good.
I said it.
I feel like I could only go coastal, though. I need to be able to touch water or at least see it.
Yes.
It makes me feel claustrophobic being in the middle.
How far is Houston from water. It's like pretty close to.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, Houston is close to the water, but it's like not. It's like the carcinogenic coast. No offense.
It's not like
Houston.
A nice beach.
No. And then there's like Corpus Christi. That ain't nice. No offense.
Yeah.
Like South Padre Island, okay. Further down south, is like right. Beachy. Yeah. But the other places, yeah. Beachy, but not like.
It's nice living somewhere where you can experience all the seasons, like the activities. Like yeah. Here, like yeah. Obviously it's like summer pretty much all year round. Time. But then you can go up 2 hours and snowboard.
Yes.
Like that.
I think that's insane.
It's really.
That you just go yeah. up 2 hours north and you fucking
California
snow.
Is fucking dope. Like yeah. Born and raised. Really I love it to death. I'm
but
sure
New York
I'll
is the same
back.
Thing. You'll have the water. You'll right. have the snow.
Yeah. I just want new people.
Yeah.
You know, just LA people. It's,
the people are so much better.
It doesn't feel like my people anymore. I feel.
I think we all feel like that.
Disconnected.
I feel disconnected. I feel uncomfortable in my own home, which is yeah. like
well get
not
ready
the
for
point.
New York because a lot of people's homes well I mean unless it depends on your friend circle but like New York you'll go like hey yeah come to my place in Brooklyn and you're like there's a damn like a shower in the kitchen and you're like
yeah
we can only have six people
so
over
compact,
we can only
yeah.
have six
the floor
but it's
will
exciting
break.
Yeah. like you just it's not as like comfortable yeah. as LA but it depends on who you're rolling with and all right, respect right.
you
people.
Make it comfortable
yeah, right. yeah yeah you make it comfortable
have
the,
you
the bed that comes out of the wall.
Yeah. that is a dream.
Those are so cool.
I still think they're so cool. Right.
Save so much space.
Exactly. Cute.
And you don't have to make your bed. You just throw it up.
That is cool. Didn't we see like a really like expensive one that was like dope as fuck?
Like hydraulic, press a button.
I don't know. It was like, yeah, I went, I like that. But have you, I was going to ask, have you, either of you been to Austin?
I've been to Austin.
Buddy.
That's great.
I went to college in Austin for four
years. Oh, I thought
years.
You went to Dallas.
I am from Dallas. You, Zane, it. I've known you for so, Zane know, always I thinks know. I, well, when you think I grew up in Austin and then bitch, you're from Fort Lauderdale, you went to South
no,
Plantation
I'm not from
High
Plantation.
School. What is my hometown's name, Zane?
Carrollton.
Oh, good job.
there
good
you
job.
Go. What's mine? I said
San
it
Francisco.
Twice.
California. 20 minutes east of San Francisco.
Oh, Oakland. Oakland. You're
no,
Bay
I actually
area.
Don't.
Starts on S?
Contra Costa.
Pleasantville.
That county, yes.
Oh, Pleasantville.
Pleasant Hill.
Pleasantville.
It's all black. It's all black and white.
Pretty much.
Until someone has sex.
Until someone has sex?
You've never seen the movie Pleasantville.
Okay.
No. With Reese Witherspoon, Tobey Maguire. The whole town is black and white.
I've
and then they have sex, and then color is introduced to the town.
Why when they have sex?
Because
sex is magical.
Because they're sucked into a TV show. It's a fictional town. And they learn about sex. Pleasantville. You've never seen this movie?
No. I haven't, but I like know of it.
You're from Pleasant Hill and you've never seen Pleasantville?
Mm-mm.
Speaking of...
Homework.
Speaking of Tobey Maguire, though, we did see all three Spider-Mans last night, right?
Wait, why uh-huh. three?
They were discussing their new Spider-Man movie and Tobey Maguire dies in the movie.
Wait! Oh,
why did you just say that out loud?
Oh.
Zane's just trying to... I was ruined people's out. Days.
Zane's drunk ass last night was like, should I say this tomorrow? I'm just going to make it up.
I was like, don't believe anything now because of that.
Oh my
all three
God.
Died.
That made my heart drop.
Well, doesn't he? Never mind.
What?
Don't say anything.
Well, nobody, you
well,
don't
Avengers
know.
Movies.
Oh, yeah. What about it?
But maybe we just shouldn't.
Isn't Endgame like the last movie anyways
I've
throughout
never
the timeline?
Even, I've never even seen Endgame.
You didn't watch Homework.
Marvel movies.
David came up with a whole like God. Board and an order.
You go in order, yes.
Yeah.
I've done it. I did it twice during quarantine.
Maybe
wow.
Maybe I should just watch Board. It, Heath. Be a part of like the fandom. Be a part
Give
of
Give us something to get excited about.
Some sort of culture,
you
yeah.
You haven't watched all of them all the way through. Like
I've only
one?
Seen like two of them out of the whole list.
Oh, you got to do it. It's so cool.
Captain America's great.
Oh my God, you got to watch them all. Not saying that's not good, but there's better ones. Like,
do,
oh
have you gone
God.
Down like WandaVision, all of that?
That's I've stopped right there. I hadn't done yeah. WandaVision. No,
WandaVision. I wanted to start, but then I was like, I gotta watch all of this
movies.
Before I really
yeah.
get it.
No, I didn't get into that.
I feel like I'm too late. Like, oh. if I like watch it now, I'm gonna be like so far behind.
Oh
and...
no! I mean, it's it'll be a conversation forever. It's part of like American yeah. culture.
I don't like
we
action.
Keep going.
What?
I don't like action. It's just so much going yeah. on all the time.
I like action, but not that type of action. I like yeah. fucking like The Matrix action.
Right.
Shoot 'em up action.
Yeah.
Have you
like
seen
John Wick action?
Have you seen like the Jason Bourne movies?
Mm-hmm.
Ooh,
classics.
Yeah.
Ooh, it's good shit.
They're good.
Yes, yes, yes.
Classic.
That's my type of action.
Yeah, I feel that. I was like that with action for a long time, but then I kind of just like saw the beauty in it. I feel like
yeah.
I appreciate like the storyline more than anything. It's mm-hmm. it's cool to kind of like take your imagination there.
Yeah,
exactly.
I just like real stuff. I think that's what throws me off.
You're just so real.
No, not even that. I just can't like get into like, because everything that happens, I'm this is so far fetched.
Mm.
And I can't stop thinking about that like while I'm watching it. Yeah. It's
just so funny watching Heath's face while watching the movie.
Like, yeah. I'm just looking. Like, this just like, is so.
You don't like Fast and Furious.
I do.
Oh, I feel like you would.
He doesn't like fake shit, though.
It's just, it gets to the point where you're not even like.
You can't identify with it. You can't feel for the characters because you're like, that would never happen.
Right. Like, the scenes are so. You like
Ford versus Ferrari?
Love that movie.
I love that movie.
You like based on true stories movies?
I do. Yes. But I can watch like a John Wick.
John Wick is a mass murderer. That guy over a damn puppy goes up and kills 80 people in one night.
It was his dog.
But he's killing bad people.
Can you imagine the news the next morning? But yes, bad people, henchmen who had families they needed to feed. And that guy goes out and just kills 80, hundreds of people in one night. Can you imagine the news the next day?
I think it was fair.
Oh.
It was his dog. He had nobody. He lost his wife.
Sure.
He's a fucking, his only family left.
I guess it is justified, but that's how many people he kills. He kills more people in one night than any serial murderer ever. Like, what?
You know that's based on a true story?
No, it's pulling
up. My face dropped. It's not. That's why it was so
gross. That's all respect. It's a movie.
But. Did you see the John Wick, but for pigs?
No.
Oh, Pig. The movie Pig. Great movie.
Oh, with Nicolas Cage?
No. So,
somebody, I think it was somebody kills his pig and then he does the same thing.
But he doesn't really.
No, but like, no, this one.
I haven't seen it. I just heard that.
It's about a, Nicolas Cage has a pig and he's, it's a truffle, finds truffle.
Oh, wow, it's a nice pig. Truffle pig.
Yeah,
truffle pig. Sniff it out.
Oh, you don't have to.
Basically, someone comes and takes his pig and he goes after them. Oh,
Charlotte's Web.
And he used to be like a really famous chef.
I've seen that.
Yeah, I read that.
It's close enough.
But I didn't know that there were truffle pigs. I learned it after this movie. Yeah,
that's like crazy.
Truffle pigs, truffle dogs. Yeah,
you. Oh, there's truffle dogs too.
Truffle fries.
Oh,
yeah.
That's right.
Truffle mac and cheese.
Yum.
Well, that truff sauce, which I love. Ooh, truff sauce. If you want to send it, but I had to like stop using it because.
If you want to send me something, but I.
But I overkilled it. Where like everything just reminded me of truff sauce and like.
They have pasta sauce too.
Yeah.
Have you tried the pasta sauce?
I didn't try it.
Oh, you didn't try it?
Oh, wait, did we try it?
I made it that one night.
Was it good?
I liked it.
You guess so? Yeah. I liked it.
I never used it.
When are we going to make your grandma's ranch?
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
What?
Your grandma has a special ranch?
Oh, my. Yes. Rest in peace. She used to make ranch from scratch with just like all the spices and this fresh buttermilk. Oh. That's got to sit for a day and like. Congeal, but not in like a gross way, like in like a creamy way.
Do you have the recipe?
For sure.
You told me that when we were like drunk at like some hotel, like we were like eating fries and you're like, this is nothing like my grandma's ranch.
Good.
And I was listening to her describe it. I never forget about it. No, even when I have ranch, I think of you and I'm like,
I gotta try that ranch.
Yes. I'm like, well, God, I just want to
make
it.
I should have made some.
It doesn't taste like any other ranch you've ever had.
It's fresh.
Yeah, it's just fresh and it's so creamy and it's like.
Oh, but okay. If your grandma had like a special recipe, you should like bring it back and like sell it.
I should.
Yeah.
Just capitalize on your
grandma.
My dead grandma.
No, you like name it after her. It could be like this cute thing.
For sure.
And you donate some of the proceeds to your grandma.
Grandma.
Granch.
Granch.
It's called Granch. That's good. Granch.
Granch.
Are you writing all these PR moves down?
I know. Fuck. Well, I mean,
wait, Granch. That's not bad. Granch.
Granch.
Granch, Ma?
No, just Granch. Just Granch.
Granch. Granch. Yeah, Granch dressing.
Granch. But like, I got to see the typography. Like, there needs to be more emphasis on the Granch.
I would go very like classic cottage core font, like very like grandma warm, home, like. Mm. On the table, big family dinner.
Ask that PR girl from TikTok, would you?
Oh my God, I love that girl.
She's insane.
She's so smart.
I cannot believe she does that for free.
It's too good. I've never seen anyone like
that. Yeah, she's great.
She'll be getting hired though.
Yeah.
Like, that is a resume in the making.
It is. It's
someone
a great resume.
Someone has to already reach out to her, go work for us.
It's kind of like the girl that was doing the logos. Remember the girl that was fucked up logos?
Hysterical.
She was on Ellen.
I can't believe that. Every brand like was switching
was
to
so
her
cool.
shit. So cool.
Those moments are my favorite part of social media. That's why I'm like, I love my job.
Yeah,
exactly.
It's so fucking cool. Like, makes our culture
unbelievable.
So cool.
What can happen?
Yeah, that quick too.
Yeah,
so cool.
It's so funny in the PR girls' comments. You'll see all these TikToker influencers like, oh my God, do me. All the comments under it, like, bitch, you know you're gonna just steal this.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
Obsessed with you. Do mine.
I kind of want her to do me, like me and Heath, and just see.
But
what,
like,
what
Carmoda.
I know, but then I think it like ruins like the mystery of like you actually doing it. Because if you do what she recommends, then everyone's going to be like, oh, so they're they just did it. What they exactly. did. Yeah. And it just seems too transparent.
Let's hire her on the low.
Yeah, there you go. I bet you a lot of people are doing it on the low.
Help me with my life. Just, SOS. What do I do? What's next?
Not even business plan. Just like, what should I do?
Sorry, I do got to pee really
go
bad.
Go ahead,
again.
Baby.
I've been holding this one.
Baby, let it.
Been
it
holding
flow.
This since the last time I went pee.
She wear a diaper.
Pete Davidson gave me and a friend of mine a joint at an SNL after party one time, like the Christmas episode.
That sounds
and
fun. Then we, SNL after party.
Then we went on a boat after, and then we couldn't. We realized,
A paddle boat.
Not a New York City boat.
It's the one you got to do with your feet.
No, we went. We went on it, and I was so excited. I'm like, this is a Pete Davidson joint. We got to smoke it. And we couldn't smoke it because it was just the circumstances on the boat. Like, we weren't able to do it. And then we were worried that they were going to find it, like, in our luggage. And so I flushed it down the toilet.
Imagine keeping that on you and, like, giving it to Kristen as a, like, that would be a cool
framed.
Pete Davidson
he
joint.
He rolled it.
That's such a funny thing to have, like, frame
so sick.
That.
Yeah. That's your ideal gift. Absolutely. Please. I'll take it. Priceless.
Do you smoke weed now? Mm-hmm. You do?
It's Kristen. Yeah, come on. Do you look like I smoke?
Are you able to get shit done when you're high, or you just smoke it just to kind of when you're
just
relaxing?
At night?
Are you high right now?
No. Do you ever get nervous? No. I can, but I don't like to function high. That's my threshold where I tell myself, like, if there's a point where I feel like I start needing it to function, cutting it off.
Yeah.
Not
it's controlled.
Yeah. That's not cool with me personally. Yeah. Just at night, like right after I'm done with everything, it's kind of like my reward of the day.
Yeah. Aww. It's crazy that people like smoke to work.
I could not do that.
It's crazy that people smoke to work. I have a couple friends that literally they smoke before working. I'm like, that's fucking insane to be high and work.
I'll smoke if I have to edit. I'll smoke because that'll kind of make me hone in.
Oh, really? Edit yourself?
Yeah.
Ooh, I couldn't do that.
Just deleting everything.
I look stupid.
Our body would be 15 minutes before. Yeah.
Are you a paranoid high?
Socially, like it being looking at myself and that kind of stuff. No.
Okay.
I love my new favorite thing is I like to get a little high and then play on my Oculus Quest 2.
Oh, that's probably crazy.
I haven't tried that yet. Dude, it's awesome.
You know that the episode of Black Mirror where they get like addicted of being in that other, scared what's gonna happen. I'm like,
it's just a nice escape because you're like, I don't have to worry about anybody else. Yeah. I'm in my own thing.
It's a good way to look at it.
Yeah, it's a little fun tried escape. It. Yeah,
I feel like I'd get nauseous.
I don't get nauseous.
Is it like really real?
Well, no, I play a job simulator, which is like these
Jesus.
No, yeah, you work in this cubicle and these funny little computers come up to you and they're like, hey, we need some copies made. And it's really funny. You have to answer phone calls and these funny little voices talk to you and you like have to make copies and stuff and you're knocking stuff
over.
Oh,
I would love
so
that.
Fun.
It's hilarious.
It'd be like Diner Dash, but like,
yeah. Oh, imagine Diner Dash. Oh,
yeah. You're dropping shit. Like,
There's a cooking one where like I'm taking orders and you have to like make sandwiches.
Oh, I would love that.
That's awesome. And like cool. A couple is getting, they're proposing to somebody and they're like, we need you to hide a ring. And so then you have to make a sandwich and then hide the ring and cook an egg at the same time. And
they should do
the
Roller Coaster
Tycoon. I was just going to say that.
You're cleaning up puke.
Just looking at your coasters.
Oh yeah. Then
that would be cool to ride it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like you get to build it and then ride it. Like race car ones?
No, I haven't done any of those. Because they're like, sometimes I'm like, oh, I got to spend money on this. Like it's a little, you talk yourself out of like spending money on video games. It's just like,
we were just talking shit about this.
They are pricey though.
Yeah. But because of Cyber Monday, there were like all these deals.
They did have the bundles.
I got to buy a few. And then, there was so funny in the VR thing that like the health inspector was coming and there were all these bugs and they go, you have to get rid of them. And then I didn't know what to do. So I just started picking them up and my character started eating them. So I'm eating the roaches and then I start vomiting like everywhere, like in the kitchen. It's really
funny. The fact that the creators of the game like counted that as an outcome.
Yeah.
Like, okay, so if that's happened,
yeah,
throw
like
it
we have
up
to come
like,
up with that.
Yeah,
weird. Huh.
Yeah, it's pretty fun.
Thought about everything. I just downloaded a couple games. It was the Synth Rider
on the Oculus.
Yo, that shit
what is
the craziest workout
I've ever done.
Oh, it's a workout.
But it's not a workout game. Like, you have to, like, take your hands and, like, hit the beats as they're coming
Beat
through.
Saber. Oh,
Beat Saber. It's not Beat Saber, though. It's similar.
Is this the TikTok ad that, like, I've been getting a lot where it's, like...
I don't know. Probably. It's, like, old 80s, like, synth music. Like,
sick.
It's really cool.
So you're just, like...
But you're, like, doing these, like, dancing, and you're, like, squatting, and you're, like, hitting it. Dude, I was drenched after a song. It was absolutely...
it's, like, fogged up.
Yeah.
Were you doing it to work out, or are you just playing?
It's just hard.
No, just to play it.
That's nice.
But it is a crazy workout.
Win-win.
Have you seen that damn Beat Saber ad where, like, Billie Eilish put her music on? And all those people are in the room with the headsets. Yeah, and they're like, I can't relate to you. Like, what the hell is this room? It looks like it's out of, like, 1984. And they're all, like,
looking like a giant, like, museum.
Because I never treat me this shit.
That's okay. You killed the episode. All right, guys. Thank you so much for tuning in.
Beat Saber commercial. Anyway. Yeah, just pull it up for this one where all these damn people are in the room. Look at that one at the bottom right.
See that.
Like, what is that? Sick. They're in this beautiful ballroom, but everyone has these headsets
they look
on.
Like, just, they're fencing.
They got money. They got budget. Ever since I rented that museum, every time I look at something, like, that probably fucking cost $30,000 to rent.
Oh, God.
The museums that are the fucking $15,000 for each museum.
Boy.
It was fucking
money. He got money.
Ooh,
I got it back from the AdSense, though, which was nice.
That's good. I did not know it was that much.
It was
chipped in. Like,
that whole, that whole video costed me like 80 to 100K.
Holy fuck, dude. Mm-hmm. I did not know that.
It's crazy.
I'd also, at the time, like, I wasn't a big Ariana Grande fan,
mm-hmm.
and I wore her fucking outfit that she wore.
Yeah.
And now I thought that was Ariana so Grande cool. All of a sudden, like,
did the guy tell us at the store, or you recognized it?
At the store, because I wasn't a fan. I actually, like, there was a phase where I kind of just didn't really like her, like her older music and her older image.
I
like her
now. She's too good. Ariana Grande singing.
And for that reason, I'm out. You're perfect. You're talented. You're beautiful. And for that reason, I'm out.
It's a 10 out of 10. There's no grit. She's really like, good. I miss a few notes.
Yeah. Like, it's
just, get canceled for a little bit.
She's so technically trained on like a Broadway level. So like, she quite literally is trained to be perfect without auto tune and all that.
Are you ready for Wicked?
Oh man, I'm so pumped.
Why are people making fun of her? For being in
like, because she's technically not like a Broadway actress.
But she's acted in a few shows, right?
Yeah. I think people are just sour that it's like she's taking somebody else has spent their whole life
then
doing.
Be better.
Right.
Yeah. Right.
Just show up.
Show up.
Be memorable.
Ooh. Mm-hmm.
How big do you think her team is?
Oh my God.
Team of like 70 people.
It's fucking huge. It's gotta be like
it's like in Willy Wonka, like looking over and just seeing like all those people just working for Ariana Grande.
Wherever she performs, she brings her living room furniture into the green room.
Oh, I heard that too.
Really?
Yeah. A lot of celebs are like that.
All right, well, I'm just telling you. Ariana Grande does
that.
That's kind of ridiculous.
I know, it's a little crazy.
Like a little much. Like,
people always like, I love when people do that on TikTok
You see the upside down Christmas tree lamp? What the fuck is that?
Oh my God, that's so sick.
And cool. I want that.
Oh, you like that?
Imagine that in your New York apartment.
Fucking sick. I have this chair from my grandma's house that I want to like hang on the wall.
Oh, cool.
Like an old like crickety chair and I want to put it on the wall. Wouldn't it be cool?
I feel like it's going to take so much like space.
So
I got to see what apartment I get first.
So we're making,
Mariah.
So we're making a Cracker Barrel.
Literally, that's the aesthetic I want.
Have you seen the shit that they hang up in that restaurant?
I love it.
I always
it's
told Teeth, we dangerous. Can get away
with it. It's a hazard. They'll have like one of those like reaping machetes.
Oh yeah.
To crop.
Yeah, everything.
Remember when we were there that day? We were fucking dying of the shit they're hanging up.
Like you could hit the back and that could come down and just decapitate you at a Cracker Barrel.
It looks like they just bought out like an estate sale and just like put everything
just
up
junk.
On the walls. Just crap.
There's so much shit on there.
There's a general manager of a bunch of Cracker Barrels in like Texas, and his name is Matt King. And like when you walk in, there's these plaques that says like Manager of the Year Matt King.
Cool.
And I want to reach out and be like, can I just have one plaque?
Oh, I
would. I would definitely reach out.
Maybe someone listening knows the Matt King up in somewhere near Austin, Texas, north or south.
What a great
restaurant. What a flex. That's one of those jobs, like, you know he's loaded. But it's one of those jobs you don't think about doing to make hella money.
Yeah.
There's so many of those weird niches that just like.
So he runs just that one, or he runs like a shit ton.
Wait, oh, we found his LinkedIn. Matt King, general manager at Cracker Barrel. Yes, this is him. Look, from 1996.
25 holy years. Shit. Wow.
In 1 month and 1 month.
Wow.
Knows that bitch at like the back of his hand.
Mm-hmm. Damn, that's him. That is it. In Axtell, Texas. So if you guys know the Matt King, general manager of Cracker Barrel.
Sick.
Hit me up. Just give me one plaque. Something of some sort.
There's no picture of him? It's you at Cracker Barrel. Yeah.
That's him.
Hey. Oh,
there he is. Top left, at least. That's him.
Look at him.
Wow.
Matthew King.
Hey, Matt King. I'm looking at the tree.
Oh, shit.
Have you ever met another Kristen McAtee?
Oh, no.
Any other McAtees at all?
Met? No, but I've been like reached out to by a few, but I don't think I'm related to any of them.
McAtee's Irish?
Yeah.
Yeah, it was so funny when you did dates. God, that was like cider and McAtee. Y'all needed your own Irish pub. Yeah.
It's very
hey,
Irish.
Where are we going for happy hour? Oh, we're going to Sire and McAtee.
That does sound like a fucking pub. That's funny. How's your Kromoda coffee?
Oh, it's so good.
Yummy, right?
Dead ass, though. It's so good. Kromoda is so good. I ran out of it almost immediately. Thank you very much.
There you go.
It's actually so good. She goes, can I get the other? That flavor sucks. Are you sure I can take that?
Yeah. All right. Have you done iced vanilla?
Iced vanilla.
Yeah, you the vanilla one?
The vanilla on ice is really nice.
Oh no, I've only had it hot. I was doing a French press with like your grounds. So good.
You want our whole bean?
Do you ever notice though, like when you go to like a perfume section, they always have like the little
to clear your palate.
Hold on, they have what?
In like perfume sections in like department stores.
They have coffee beans.
When you're smelling in between perfumes, uh-huh. It clears your palate, your nose palate.
Oh, I've never noticed coffee beans in a perfume section.
Dude, they're right there in that little section of little, bottles.
Really?
There's always a little thing of coffee like
decoration
beans.
Or something.
They like, like a little treat? Why not?
Don't mind if I do. Sir, this is a Macy's, sir.
we fancy now. Hey, are we up in Neiman Marcus?
Neiman Markins?
Neiman Marcus.
It's not even fucking funny. Oh, God. I'm so hungover.
Oh, really? Just plain and simple.
Pushing
through this. I'm sorry.
It was Natalie's birthday yesterday, so we got a little crazy.
Got a little ham tam.
Yeah. Crazy. It was a little rowdy.
We went to that. Have you ever been to the restaurant in the middle of Laurel Canyon?
Pache.
Did you even know there's a restaurant?
It's called Pache. I kept calling it Pace the whole night.
It's Italian.
Is it the one near the little market?
Yes.
Yeah.
I've always wanted to go.
There's a restaurant there.
It's really cute.
It's really cute. It's really cute. Yeah.
So good. Fun. But Uber or the parking lot's
like that big. Yeah. I've always wanted to go.
On a weekend, you should Uber there.
There's no cell signal though when you're down there.
It's hard to.
It's underground.
Yes. It's underneath the Country Mart.
Whoa.
But we also sat like outside the laundromat last night.
It was still nice. So it was sick. Very
sounds
very
like, sounds like a dream.
Yeah, it sounds like we're making it up. Yeah,
we sat outside the laundromat last night, underground.
We also sat outside a laundromat for my birthday.
That dinner was something special.
What happened?
We went to this.
It was a Korean barbecue spot.
Yum.
But our plans fell through for the spot we were supposed to go to. So we ended up at some random one.
There. Yeah.
And it was.
It was weird because it was 4.5 star. We're like, oh, okay. This is gonna
how
be
many
good.
Reviews though?
Like probably one. Two.
Exactly. It's the owner.
I think it was possibly the worst thing we've ever eaten.
Oh God!
Because they're cooking it on this like on the grill. You know how they, but they're stacking all the meats on top of each other.
So the bottom is just getting burnt. The ones up top are just raw.
Oh no!
Aren't you supposed to be able to like do it yourself too?
That's what I thought.
I think because we're a big group, I think they were just doing it.
Gotcha.
On the end of the table,
or for COVID probably. Like, so you're not touching all their stuff.
Exactly.
But then they're touching your shit.
I know. Right.
Yeah. But yeah, go there. It's really cute, and it was nice. And Lord eats there, so.
How do you feel about the album?
Okay.
I like wanted to text you.
Honestly, a little underwhelmed. The thing is, I have to respect Lord. If that's the album she wanted to make, she
exactly
had to make it. But I wanted some bops, and there really weren't some bops on there. And so my only thing is like,
and it's such we waited so long bit, for it.
But I'm probably not going to go buy tickets to see her live.
I will probably still buy tickets just because, like, I love seeing her live. I felt the same way about the album though, but I do feel like it's one of those albums that she needed.
Yes.
It wasn't for us.
That's true. Yeah.
She was gone on a hiatus for clearly personal reasons, and she had to come back with an album she needed. I mean, that's even how people feel about Adele's new album. People are like, what? This is, it's like, it's not for you. It's therapeutic for her.
I just waited so long. I don't want to wait that long for the next album. Cause by the time she's the next album, I'm going to have kids. Probably.
Right. Yeah.
I thought she
was going to hit us with a surprise album right after that one. Like where she'd bring back the whole time.
How long was the gap?
Four years. We waited 4 years. Melodrama is till this day probably my number one album.
I think she expected people to not freak out for that album though.
Yeah,
that's why I feel like she. There has to be one coming.
You don't want a perfect artist. Remember?
Yeah. Right. No. Exactly. I have to accept the grit. I don't want a perfect artist.
How he said Ariana Grande is too good. Exactly.
Right. Yeah.
She was actually on the crossword. It was Lord's real name.
Oh, really?
The singer Lord's Ella? Real name. It was Ella. And I was like, ooh.
Yeah.
Got it.
Did you screenshot it and send it to her?
You probably do, but do you subscribe to her emails?
Yes, I do. God, I love them. She writes them. It's really
she writes
really
her letters.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Subscribed. Yeah, it's really cute.
That's cool.
Promoted does that. Really?
We send out emails.
I gotta write subscribe. It. Do you guys actually write it?
Yeah. Apologies for people waiting so long.
We're really, really.
But that's
really
none of our business.
It's just, sorry, LOL.
literally our code.
Surprise, motherfucker.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're very professional in our business. I
mean, use our code, our bad.
Our bad. Your bad.
No, what was it? Our code was sorry.
Use our code, whoopsie daisy.
But people can't spell it.
Is it I-E or Y?
Damn, she's selling out, though. She sold out.
Oh, shit. I didn't even know she released a...
But at Dublin. Oh, good at Dublin, Ireland. Is that on my birthday? No, it's not.
How do you guys even
But I feel that? I feel like 70% of her songs are going to be like older songs.
Yeah, I think she'll play a lot of Melodrama.
Because she knows that she shouldn't only her new album, especially if.
God. Ooh, I would go to an Australia show.
Remember when we all went to that Lord show?
God.
All of us?
God. Oh. I didn't go to it.
I did.
Yeah, you did. You weren't there?
Uh-uh. Right, the one we went to was
Zane
the forum?
Loves telling people that they were
I didn't
somewhere.
Go to it. Yes, you did.
No, Staples Center.
Staples Center.
We went to SeatGeek. It was the Staples Center.
Yeah, SeatGeek. Thank you, SeatGeek.
Speaking of
SeatGeek. Please.
Perfect. No, I don't think we have it. This
is
the first
Damn.
Natural fucking
Wait, do you have an ad read?
We
Do you do them separately?
Last episode we had a SeatGeek, but I don't think we have one this one.
They do it the midnight it has to go up.
Oh my God. You don't do it like right now? Like,
well, we don't get it usually
they don't
before.
Get it till
Yeah, and we don't want, we don't want to have to do it because it takes us a little bit to get the ad reads done, so we don't want the guests to sit there while we're fucking doing it. And we don't want them to sit there either.
Fair.
We're
doing
regular
episodes.
I leave. It
takes us a hot minute to get there because of me.
We're not good readers.
Do you just don't do it verbatim, or do you have to?
The thing is that the way my brain works...
We have the teleprompter now for them.
That's so smart.
Oh,
Mariah?
Should we go through Zane's text?
I always think about that. For some reason, I feel like you guys just like sit through my shit because it's all connected to that iPad.
Isn't it weird going through other people's texts?
I couldn't do it.
It's just, even if it's like nothing, it's just weird. Like, have you ever read like someone's text with you, but on their phone?
No.
It like just looks weird, like seeing you on the other side of a dialogue. Yeah. It's just this weird.
You go through Patricia's text?
No.
Why'd you hesitate?
No. Well, I mean, like, if I'm going...
Well.
Not, like, to look for something, but if I'm going through her text, it's usually, like, to find some information or, like...
Yeah.
Like...
About who she
That's why you about...
No, like, logistical information. Like
Logistical information.
Magical. Right.
Logistical.
I feel like...
It is kind of like when someone asks for your phone, like, hey, can I see your phone real quick? You kind of shut down. You're like...
It's weird.
Why?
Yeah.
Why?
Do you guys sleep with your phone on your bed or on your nightstand?
Nightstand.
I sleep with mine on my bed, and I was thinking about it the other night, and I was like,
I feel like
this
that's
bad.
Like,
this
it's
is bad.
It's bad. Yeah. I've heard.
I fall asleep like with my phone in my hand sometimes.
I've seen like phones blow up too.
Oh, it's for sure going to happen. I think about
you've it. You've never seen the phone like that blew up next to the guy and it was just charging?
I think it was an Android.
A Samsung?
It was an Android.
It was like Samsung Galaxy 5.
I know when she falls asleep because it'll be the same TikTok.
Oh, no,
I'll
no,
hear
no.
it. I'll be like, okay, that was 10 times in a row.
Yeah. And then she says, she gets the point.
Yeah. Right, you fall asleep. How do you do that?
I fall asleep on TikTok.
Yeah. I sometimes if I can't sleep, I'll put on a show or a YouTube video or TikTok because movies make me fall asleep.
Me too.
It's the only way. Yes, I have to like be listening. listening to something.
I use brown noise.
I think because it like kind of strains your eyes and makes you kind of like.
Yeah. My body can't watch something. Just
do you
stare
put
at
it
something.
In night mode at least on your eyes in bed?
I have.
Patricia's sitting there with it just bright on her
100%.
Face. 100%. I'm like, we are going to bed any minute. And she's just like.
Are you guys light mode or dark mode?
Dark mode.
Dark.
Mine switches
hurts my,
at
hurts
night.
My eyes.
Mine,
I don't like. I like.
I'm light mode.
Really?
All the time.
Classic lady. Yeah, I did dark mode. It was weird.
I think because it was light for so long, and now that you just have like another option, we're like, I want to do something to change.
Yeah,
no, it's definitely better for my eyes. Like, it needs to be dark.
Do you remember jailbreaking phones? Did you guys ever jailbreak?
Yeah, yeah.
To make iPod touches
to make your to make your Android look like an iPhone. Yes. Remember that?
See, look, it's the same thing. Why do you even trip? It's the same thing. Like,
I'm trying to convince you it's
the
same
thing. The camera's better, though.
You could have an Android and make it look like an iPhone.
They had that years ago.
I only had the. I had a jailbroken iPhone.
I had that too.
But you could literally do whatever you want on it. It's so weird.
Wait, I thought jailbreaking of a phone meant that like it was a singular iPhone they gave you, or like well, an AT&T iPhone,
too.
And then you could turn it into a T-Mobile iPhone.
You could do that too.
Yeah.
But you could
because like
Singular and AT&T were the. Or was, why I keep saying singular? AT&T was the only one you had to join to get an iPhone when it first came out.
Smart.
Right?
Yes.
Jailbreak is pretty much like
unlocking like access
like
to whatever.
Widget Smith, you know Widget Smith.
Yeah,
exactly. It's exactly. That. Like you used to be able to change all your apps to the same color, or like they can move and stuff like that. Like that's how I looked at jail.
Yeah.
Or the background of your text messages, the bubbles. Remember you had like a picture.
Yes. Yes.
And then you used to be able to replace the glass and have your iPhone a different color. Like in the middle of the mall, it was like a little kiosk in the mall.
Wait, did you guys have Ghost Armor? The kiosk?
Yes.
Ghost Armor.
Yo, they were big.
I hung out at that kiosk for hours.
They ran
it was like the spot.
Yeah, like I would call my friends and be like, meet me at the Ghost Armor kiosk.
Yes.
They ran that mall.
What were you doing at a Ghost Armor?
It was just cool, man. It was customization. You could wrap the phone and have like a carbon fiber.
Yeah, it was carbon fiber.
Damn near money laundering.
But it worked.
Oh, yeah.
After watching Ozark, I believe everything like that. Ozark made me change my mind.
Y'all would go hang out at the Ghost Armor.
Because they would do our phones, but you would have to wait for it to be done, and you just hang out and become friends with the person.
What would they do? Wrap it?
So it's like it's basically like a sticker, and you pick what color carbon fiber you want on it, and it's like a case. So they wrap your bumper and they wrap the back of it, and it worked.
And then you get like the screensaver too, the whole thing.
Was really nice.
The guy at Ghost Armor jailbroke my phone. That's how it did.
Yes, they all knew how to do it.
They were so
right.
Yeah. And then I had it when you would like swipe to the next page, all of the little apps and bubbles would go like this.
Yes!
That's all right. Matt wasn't part of Ghost Squad.
My parents just told me like, don't talk to these people.
They're
going to
scam you.
Yeah, they were just like, don't. Because they'd all be like, yo,
can
you,
on the right.
You got an iPhone? You got an iPhone?
Yes.
Wow, Heath, you definitely had that carbon fiber.
But it worked like a case. Your phone didn't break.
Yeah.
It really worked.
It worked.
Damn, I kind of want to do it right now.
Why don't they have that now?
Like for Apple
patents,
too,
probably.
But they should like Apple should have their own little version where you can like change the color of your phone and shit. That'd be so smart.
I've been caseless for like 3 months now. Feels really good.
I go through phases where I'm caseless.
I love the way it looks.
I don't care.
Oh my god!
I drop my phone every day.
It's just so nice.
I drop mine the other day.
So sleek.
It feels good.
It's just like crack, sexy.
Yeah.
It's how the product was designed.
It says a lot about the person.
It does. But then I'll get scared, like one little scratch, and I put the case back on. Like, fully.
It's not worth it because then you have to fucking go to Ghost Room.
I have one of the phone charms. I feel like a TikToker.
That doesn't fucking bug you having
Patricia's,
that shit attached?
Patricia's broke the other day and they went everywhere. Like, all in the bed. And we're like, shit. Like, and I'm like, why did you buy this? She's like, it was cute. I'm like, did you know?
It's kind of nice. Like, it's convenient, but I mean, I am waiting for the day that it just busts open.
They used to have the charms when the headphone jack was on top.
Yeah.
Like, I used to have like a crown.
Yeah. What the hell? Wait, it would go into
that?
Like, yeah.
And then when you wanted to listen to something, you take it out and put it in your pocket?
Yeah.
But you couldn't listen to anything.
You take it out, put it in your pocket, put your headphones
in. But if you wanted to play something on your phone without your headphones in, you still had to take it out?
No.
No,
it's
it
a different speaker.
It's a different speaker. It'd be the speaker's like on the bottom or something.
It's on the bottom right. That's
it,
what plays
it would
out
go
loud.
Into the headphone jack.
Correct. And if it's in the headphone jack, doesn't it,
it
think
doesn't
that
it's plastic? That it's headphones.
It wasn't like an actual
metal. Yeah, it's
auxiliary.
Just like a, it's so like
it was just a decor.
Just a plug. Yeah.
Just a little plug.
They should have made one that looked like an antenna like them.
Oh, cute. That would be really cute.
Hello? Oh, I gotta get something off my chest.
Oh my god. It's a safe space. Talk to me.
Oh, you know how I wear Mad Happy all the time. Oh, I wear it every day. Every day of my life. It's attached to my
head. That's why he changed his
hat. When you see Mad Happy, you think of Zane. Yes.
People started thinking that I owned Mad Happy. That's how much I was wearing it. I've been wearing it for the past like 3 years.
Right.
Mad Happy is doing a trip to Aspen. And
it's like a Mad Happy trip.
A Mad Happy trip.
For influencers?
Yeah.
And they didn't invite you.
They invited David, Natalie,
what?
Ilya, Todd, and didn't invite me.
Oh, that's weird.
I was.
You take it personal.
Shattered.
Did you ask why?
What?
Did you ask why?
Even people on the trip were texting me like, "Hey, like,
can't wait to see you.
Can't wait. You're going on the trip, right?" Like, no. People thought I was going on the trip. That's how much I'm attached to Mad Happy.
Right.
You should burn them.
Wait, when's the trip?
It's this weekend.
Oh shit, we gotta post this tomorrow.
Let's book a flight. Showing up.
We're gonna show up.
Get the Airbnb right next door.
I will.
Teepee it.
So I am on Mad Happy Strike. I have taken off their hat and
Patagonia.
I put it in the
Patagonia.
There you go.
Patagonia, hit me up.
You get a trip. Patagonia's hitting you up.
Yeah, I'm so salty about it.
I would be too.
Hurts my feelings.
Yes. It's like you give so much to a brand.
Exactly.
So everyone tweet at Mad Happy. Yes. All the content go, where was Zane? Where was Zane?
I wonder if people are going to like question it because like everybody knows.
Okay. Yeah. I think something's fishy going on. Okay. If Ilya got invited, I think that this was presented to David and David picked.
David did pick Ilya. He said that.
No, that's what's crazy is I don't think you were picked someone got the deal and someone didn't pick you. That's my own.
You're not a pick me guy.
Whatever. Natalie's a pick me.
That's a good thing. Not being a pick me person.
Yeah, that's a good thing, right?
Don't be mad.
I'm gonna come up with my own line. It's happy mad.
Happy mad.
Thought I'd get that off my chest.
It's all right. Everything's gonna work out. Everything's gonna work out.
Whatever. I don't care.
Barbados Prime Minister names Rihanna the 11th national hero of Barbados. First person to receive it since 1998.
Whoa!
I saw that. Big deal.
Yeah.
A lot.
Even though she hasn't put out an album, you know?
Oh, she's pregnant.
She's queen.
She's with ASAP Rocky's baby.
Really?
I didn't know that.
Did I make
I
that?
Said,
can you fact check this? Did you? Is this a spoiler?
Oh my God, just my girl Ray told me.
But I said, Aaron and Carly Singh, when we reviewed the Met Gala, I was looking at her outfit. And I'm like, this smells baby to me. Her dress and what she was hiding, I'm like, I smell a baby, and sure enough, is it true?
Pregnancy rumors.
What was she? Can we see what she's wearing? Oh, was she wearing like a sheet, like a giant blanket?
Kristen's
wearing the
Kristen's
quilt.
Like, yeah, I was reading the National Enquirer. It said she was pregnant.
The National Enquirer. She hasn't put out an album in like.
Well, wait, years, is that her getting the National Hero? She don't look that years. Pregnant. Wait, what? Okay, the Academy said Rihanna is pregnant with their first child. That's the Academy verified.
How long have they been together for?
I did not even know they were together.
I think a few years. I feel like it's been 2 years at least, right?
I have no idea.
I love that up too.
I love
that's a good. That's a good couple though.
Ace power couple. I do it all the time. Nobody says anything.
What?
Insulin. What?
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 What? Am I right? What? Come
on, yeah. Then you got to do one of those with the audio. Yeah.
You have to have an audio about something like, oh, you know
he's
a lot
like
about
quoting
this.
It, but now he's lost.
What? Like,
I think I'm still drunk.
Like,
okay.
Oh, it's that type of hangover.
Why am I?
Do it into the mic for those people. That,
guys, there's a lot of boogers coming out of my nose.
Get out.
Oh, there's a big red button. You're out.
Boo.
Wait, have you seen that reality TV show? They'll have the contestants there and they run off the floor.
Wait.
And they fall through.
The weakest link? The weakest link?
You are the weakest link. Goodbye.
Is that
from like the.
It looked like a Bachelor type show. The guy and the girls were in beautiful dresses.
Ellen does it where they're standing on the platform and if they get a question wrong.
Hold on, wait. No, I gotta.
I think you're thinking of the weakest. You are the weakest link.
No. It's not that. I saw it. I was like, what the fuck is it? It's like a Bachelor type show. Oh, got it. Here.
Wait,
are you
fucking
kidding me?
That's the exit when they get eliminated. Oh, that is funny.
That was the Bachelor. No, it wasn't the Bachelor.
I mean, it looked like she was in a dress. Yeah, like it was romantic.
Let me see it.
We could play this on the video, right?
Did y'all watch Mr. Beast Squid Game video?
I cannot believe.
I did. I watched it literally 2 days ago.
I haven't watched
to the T. Fucking
wait, what does he do for the shooting? Thing. The red light, green light. So paintballs?
They have these little things strapped on that are set on an iPad and it just like
it blows up the,
and
it
makes ink go on their stomachs. So looks like they got shot.
Oh, yeah.
And every time it happens, they edit in like a little smoke and like a they fall and shit.
Okay.
Do you guys know how much he spent to do that video? Like
3 point something.
$3.5 million to do that video.
Wow, jeez. That's nothing. To
insane.
Though.
Wow. And the people that lost, they still got money. Like they're walking out with like 2 racks, 3 racks, and
yeah,
then,
that's amazing.
Wow, crazy. It was identical. Besides the literal death, the set looked so good.
What did he do for the glass? I should have just watched it.
What?
What did he do for the glass? Walking over the glass. Can we just kind of skim it?
I've never seen Squid Game.
Yeah, I need to watch it too.
They fall into like a foam pit. Probably like 10-ish feet.
That's the thing. If you're going to recreate something, do it to the fucking feet. That's why I really like appreciated this video.
Oh, yeah. He did it.
Like, look at the fucking...
What I admire about Mr. Beast is I'm like, I can't deal with like watching too many people's dreams just get like crushed.
What do you mean?
Oh, I get you. It's like the people that lose.
Yeah. And yes, he still rewards the people who lose. I can't... Like, a lot of Mr. Beast stuff, I like can't watch because for me, it's just like...
It's just insane that he's creating these opportunities for people. Mm-hmm. Like that's unbelievable.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. I want to see a number. How many people's like lives has he like changed? Like I just want to see that number.
Right.
I mean, dozens at this point.
Dozens. I feel like hundreds.
Imagine him and David combining forces.
Wow.
How did he pick these people?
Oh, you're right.
I think just in the town.
Yeah. They didn't introduce them as like personalities or anything. It seemed very like.
Did any of them do the strategy from the show?
Maybe, but they didn't highlight it. Like they didn't.
What's the strategy?
What can somebody quickly explain to me Squid Game?
You haven't watched it?
Okay. Squid Game is a popular Korean show, and it's basically about anybody who is in debt to the government. They get randomly kind of selected or they get scouted out to join this game where it's a series of challenges where people get eliminated, life or death. But the reason why is because they're competing for this huge prize.
What's the prize?
Money.
What's
money?
The prize?
Million, like billions. Equivalent billions. Of like, well, billions in Korean money, but like $34 million in US dollars. And the reason, and people keep doing it because they're in that much debt and they can't go back to their own life because they're in that much debt. Every person competing is in debt, right?
Gotcha.
And these challenges in these games.
Wow.
They're always like kind of related to childhood games like Red Light, Green Light, Tug of War,
Squid Game. Squid Game is like
marbles and stuff. And,
okay.
Yeah.
They're so, life or death. Though.
When did they stop doing like a life or death type event like that?
Like when was like the last
Roman Colosseum? Gladiator.
Maybe like Gladiator days?
Like people fought to the death. Well, I wonder when that like,
I think when
was banned.
I think when religion really took hold and they realized it was immoral to do. Maybe.
Yeah.
I think religion had something to do with it. It's like when
I feel like that was part of religion though, no?
Correct. It was religious, but as times moderned up, like remember when like in Game of Thrones where that crazy religious rule took over and they started getting crazy. I think as people conquer and they have their own moral ground, they look at what they used to do and go, we're not doing that anymore.
It's crazy that.
But what about our war?
Well, war, that's a different thing.
Like it's death. Like,
right.
Yeah.
You know,
thousands of people would go and just like watch people.
Like for entertainment. I get you.
Battle
like,
to the death.
When did it stop
that's
for entertainment?
Crazy.
Okay. And people felt honored to be like a part of a fight. Like that's fucking nuts.
I feel like whenever I watch like a boxing match and I'm with a group of people and we're all just like, yeah, go. If I always zoom out and I'm like, this is so barbaric.
Yeah.
This is so fucking
it's kind of fucked up.
It's weird.
It's why we watch sports is because it's simulating battle.
Yes.
Like it's simulating just one side, other side rooting for the other and one will lose.
Medieval
one will
times
win.
Is a blast.
Oh my God.
We're sick. So fun. We are
blast.
Sick.
Blast.
So fun.
What a horror.
Get on that horse and ram that pole into the other guy. Come on and knock him off.
While you're eating your turkey leg.
Right. Did you know there's one next to the medieval times there's another one but it's like a pirate show.
Yeah. Yes, can
I
we go
I
know but the reviews Sick. Are hilarious. Have you seen
it's
the reviews
pretty bad? Yeah.
Everybody
it's supposed to be bad though, like,
but like, if you like, get high that's still
no people are just like the worst show in the world. Just the reviews are so fucking funny about that pirate show.
Okay, now this is when they walk across the glass steps, which I think was the most bullshit game in Squid Games. Like this is impossible.
Yeah that's a horrible game.
Did they pick their vests before?
Yeah,
like they pick their numbers.
They pick their numbers, but the numbers were covered because if you've seen the show, you obviously know what the numbers mean.
Yeah,
so they covered it.
What I like about Mr. Beast is he doesn't leave, or he never left his hometown. Like he never like came out to LA.
Yeah,
like,
well, poor girl like, who's number one. She's like, fuck this. Like you lost. You lost. If I reveal that I'm number one, I'm like shit.
All those would be a part. Like I wish I like got.
It looks really fun.
That looks fun.
Yeah, so it seems like just like a softer piece of whatever that material is.
Oh boy.
And then at the end, they don't play the Squid Game because he even
oh,
says,
wait, they're like, getting pretty far.
We don't, like, you can assume an American doesn't know how to play Squid Game. So they did Musical Chairs.
Oh.
That was like the final game.
Wait,
musical
I like that.
Chairs. They, you show them a YouTube video. Just spend 30 minutes with them explaining the damn game and play it.
Right. Yeah.
Sorry, I'm getting heated.
Should we call him?
Okay.
He DM'd all me on right. Twitter once and I responded and he never.
His girlfriend follows me.
Oh, really?
Hey. Where does he live?
I think North Carolina.
I think so. One of the Carolinas.
Oh, really?
Yeah. How old is he?
39.
No. Okay. Well, I almost flipped the table. I was
like, what? So yeah, why didn't they wear like the actual colors?
They did. Yeah. How I think did they not this looks a little more saturated?
How
but
did they not get sued for this?
It's just like it's recreating.
It's like it's parody. Like field parody day cars. At school. I
know, and they even said
Squid Game.
More attention to the show.
Right. Yeah. And he called out. He was like, we were heavily inspired by it, and like calls out the creator, and like, yeah. So it's just parody at that
oh,
point.
That.
Well, sure. It's not parody. It's pretty tendency. Yeah.
I'm pretty sure the creator of Squid Game has come forward to even like say that he watched it, and you know,
that's amazing. So cool.
How could you ever be upset about like if he went this full yeah. out? I would yeah. be honored. I'd be like, yeah. wow.
He was
what was
third,
the lucky number from the
456?
Show?
456. Yes,
maybe it was that one.
That
yeah.
was the main character.
Because it's $456,000. It's yes. why it's that number they gave out because of his number.
So number 456 actually got pretty far in the game.
What do the numbers represent in the show? Like how much debt you're in?
No. I think it was just when you were no. enrolled.
Yeah.
Oh.
Oh, so it doesn't mean anything.
It would have been cool if he had number one be like an old guy in this video, you know, yeah. on the show. It's an
oh,
old guy.
Oh, yeah.
It should have
been
that.
An old man.
That would have been really cool.
That would have been really cool.
I don't know why he didn't do that.
Well, number 67, which was a girl in the show, was, or the main girl in the
oh,
show,
right.
was like a female influencer that got to come on the show.
Yep.
Or on Mr. Beast's game.
Oh, yeah. Wow. You know, that old guy though, like how did that old guy beat red light, green light?
Patience.
You know?
Yeah, exactly.
He is that old. He did not.
Well,
no
they
way.
Didn't, they didn't shoot him because he's he was part of the game. Remember? Spoiler
well,
alert.
Well, no, people that it's a conspiracy that he. Oh, you're right. No, you're they, right. Shit.
That was yeah. Well, explain
spoiler.
All.
Spoiler.
Oh, big spoiler.
That yeah, big man. Spoiler. Yeah, we should probably not.
No, I don't even want to watch it.
Oh.
Yeah.
Heath, you weren't gonna fucking watch
I
it.
I was gonna watch it tonight.
No, you were not.
I really was.
You should still do it. It's so.
No, Heath, you would watch.
Y'all don't. I feel like y'all don't watch anything. What shows are you guys watching?
No, they don't watch TV at all. No,
what do you guys y'all do at night?
Go to sleep and get up and clean the
house. Yeah,
just your traditional, housewife.
No, she.
The
she,
American dream, baby.
She falls asleep like as soon as like the TV goes on and she's sitting still, she'll be out.
Oh, you're one of those.
I think also growing up, like for me. You, I don't think you grew up like this, but for me, like we didn't have a TV in our living room. Like okay. We had one like in our basement and then we put it in like the office.
Gotcha.
So like we never
it was
had
like an
it
entertainment
in
the, space.
Yeah. We didn't like TV wasn't like huge.
I'm so sorry.
Focus.
Sounds traumatic.
I turn out okay.
See the TV for us.
Just a little uncultured.
Like my parents were like, go watch TV. Like get out of our hair. Like it was like a way for them to like abandon us.
My mom would like throw us outside and lock the doors.
Yeah, come back when the streetlights are on.
We had
yeah, that was the rule for us too. Yeah.
We had a TV in every corner of the house.
You're opening cabinets and there's a TV inside.
So when you're cooking, you can still watch the game. Yeah. You don't want to miss this.
Oh my god!
The couch that like pops out and then it's
hell
got the
yeah.
big bucket for blankets, oh god, cup no, no, no. holders.
I think that's what my parents didn't. They didn't want us to be in the kitchen and have like access to a TV. Because the living room and kitchen are connected.
Oh, okay.
Like the only place we were allowed to eat was the kitchen table. Like we couldn't like take it into another
room. She makes fun of me all the time. We used to have the TV trays. We would like get dinner made and then we would have our own TV tray. We'd unfold it, put it.
Like Matilda.
Slide it
sticky with Mickey.
Slide it up to the couch.
I did it for the first time at his parents' house and I was like, this is great.
That's the American dream. Like,
that is the Florida. Mm-hmm.
Yes.
But we always had dinner together.
Yes, yeah. That's what's important.
Whether you guys were talking to each other or not, it's still together.
We didn't have a dining table. It was like we would take our food and we'd go eat in our rooms. We'd eat in our room.
What? That's so interesting. Really? Like everybody did something different.
Oh, yeah. I didn't have like my family's not like how tight well, like
your
that.
Sister's older, a lot older than you were. Not a lot.
No,
but like,
she's 30.
Oh, she's 30.
She's a little bit older. Yeah, we were. If we ate together, it was like at the coffee table and we sat on the floor if we did that, like on a special day maybe.
Wow.
We
that
did
is
not
so
spend time together.
You know what's crazy? She said, my sister's 30. I was like, wow, that's old. And then
you're 29. I know.
It, like, it gets crazy. It hit, the way it hit me, you should just see my face when I realized
that.
I know. I get that about like IMDb and like looking up celebrities and how old they are. I'm like, oh, Jake Gyllenhaal in his 40s. And then I'm like,
I'm almost 10 years 30.
Back. Yeah.
Scary.
And seeing big celebrities and they're like 24, 25, you're like.
And they're just like popped off. I'm like.
How old is Post Malone? I always like look at him and
he's young.
He's your marker.
Blows my mind.
26.
Wow.
Oh, his birthday's the 4th of July.
The fact that I'm older than the American dream.
Freedom rings and you got the codes and I got the remedy.
Justin Bieber's 27.
Justin Bieber is older than Post Malone. I always
knew that. We're the same age.
So weird.
You're 27?
I know.
Since when?
It's August.
Well, I don't know.
Me and her are the closest in age, probably. Yeah.
Whoa.
Selena Gomez. Like, I'm July 9th, 1992.
When you guys were growing up, what age did you see yourself, like, having kids, having a family? Like, did you ever 25? Think about that?
It's still the same. 32. My parents were 32 when they had me. So, in my life, I'm still not there yet. Right. So.
I always said before 30.
Okay.
Like, have all my kids.
Well,
let's get on.
I always said 28.
It's crazy that our parents are
that's creeping
married,
up.
I don't married with kids.
Yeah, I was like, I will be
Tanner.
It's crazy that our parents had us when they were like fucking 20, 30.
I know.
20.
That was normal.
God, I couldn't imagine.
His grandparents had, they were 16.
16.
16?
Was this for legal purposes? Like, needed to conquer land? Will you marry my daughter and I'll give you 5 cows? I'll give you one of the best cows in the land.
That's great. Your grandparents were 16?
Pregnant and married.
And it lasted.
Yeah.
Oh.
They're doing great.
After they got married, their wedding reception, they just went to their prom. Isn't that the cutest thing?
Shut the hell
up. Isn't that crazy?
They didn't have money to do like a big party or anything, like have like a big wedding.
Isn't that the best?
On their prom.
We're married. The seniors are like, Jesus.
I lost my virginity on prom.
Oh.
Did you?
Oh, typical.
Right? How American.
Yeah, that is like.
It was so stereotypical. Like, it was so.
Was it, did it feel magical?
It did. Oh, and we dated for a few years. He was my best friend.
That's good.
Like, it was like a cute thing.
Oh.
But God, getting married and walking into my prom, different story.
Pick me energy.
Yeah. In your wedding dress, just give me a break.
Yeah, wait, did she wear her wedding dress?
I think so.
Yeah.
But they were just like, they knew all their friends were going to be there. So it was just easy.
I guess that makes sense.
Blasphemy.
It's cheap. It's paid for.
Blasphemy.
I mean, these are big words.
Wait, what?
Like, where's the blasphemy? I don't know
what it means. It just sounds cool.
It sounded really good.
Blasphemy.
What does it mean? Let's look at the definition.
Oh, blasphemy is like when you're saying.
Blasphemy. The act or offense of speaking.
Same, where'd you even find that in your brain?
I don't know. Just
about like saying,
Jesus Christ, like cursing in the name of God is like offensive. So anything sacrilegious.
Edit that out.
So saying, oh my God, that's blasphemous?
In a way, yeah. That's a soft way, but just like blasphemy is, I don't know. Like,
it's a cool word.
I'm going to start using it more.
It's a good name for
Hey guys, check out our next blasphemy brew.
It sounds like an ointment.
Yeah. Oh,
blasphemy?
Yeah.
It's like, seems medical.
Blasphemy.
Do you have any blasphemy?
Oh, if it's like spelled with an I in the end.
Yeah.
Oh, you should name your daughter Blasphemy.
Oh, so cute.
We're naming her Blasphemy.
Do you guys have baby names picked out?
Yep.
Yeah.
Let's hear it.
Now I'm kind of wanting to keep them out of the public.
Okay.
Because if I do say it and then it happens, everyone's going to be like, oh, is it this? Because you said it on the podcast and then it's already kind of spoiled. In a way, you know what I mean?
Your baby name?
You're probably gonna name your kid like Carol or some shit.
Carol? That's my grandmother's name.
Oh, really? Blasphemy. Motherfucker.
All right, we can rap.
You wanna rap?
Kristen, what do you got up?
Boots and cats.
Kristen, what do you got to plug?
Oh, God.
You got shit?
I feel like I'm on First We Feast. Yeah. He's like, this camera. I don't know. I got a podcast called Advice with my best friend, Alex. Pretty fucking cool. And I'm doing Vlogmas.
Woo! Oh, you are?
Oh, every day in December, baby.
Good luck.
Pump it out.
Straight up.
I would not be able to do that shit.
It's, yeah.
Good for you.
That's good, though. You're like,
I need
yourself,
the routine. Yeah. I need that like structure. It helps me kind of.
Maybe you'll get back into like everyday vlogging after
Maybe. I don't know. We'll see. But yeah, that's it. Thanks for having me, guys.
Yeah, thanks for coming on.
Thank you for coming on.
It was great.
I'm proud of you guys.
And to our God of Habits, thank you for choosing our guest this episode.
Oh, yeah. I like want to go subscribe and see who the runner-up was.
I'm She's like, you should do Kristen again. All right, guys. Thank you for watching. As always, audio every single Monday, Spotify, Apple. Video comes out Tuesdays, youtube.com/Zane and Heath. Make sure to get your Cremota coffee. It is absolutely delicious. We got the cake cups, bags, every single flavor. And
we have a Patreon too, so make sure to subscribe to that ish.
See some exclusive content. Zane and I are vlogging on there. We've got bonus episodes where we're high.
Ooh.
What?
Yeah.
You dirty dog.
Yeah. We should do a high episode.
Yeah, on marijuana. On marijuana.
We get crazy. Okay. Thanks again for coming on. We'll see you next week.
All right, bye guys.
Kristen.
Toodles.